You're listening to 89.1 KMUW NPR for Wichita. Blues musician Mike Zito returns to Wichita this evening for a performance at the Cotillion. The veteran performer says that he prefers the intimate nature of smaller blues audiences. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Zito and has more.
When Mike Zito was growing up in St. Louis, Missouri, he knew he wanted to be a professional musician. And he knew that one job would grant him access to some of his favorite players in the city, working in a music store.
All of the musicians in town came to that store. So I was really fortunate. I met all these great musicians, and I kind of learned like how to play music for a living, how to get out and do gigs.
From there, Zito focused on learning as many different styles of music as he could.
I did play in rock bands and cover bands. I played in country bands. I started when I was 18. So, you know, I was taking gigs with any kind of band or style I could to try to learn, trying to learn how to play, you know, music, how to be in a band. But I did kind of always fall back into a lot of the blues.
When Zito was finding his feet in the clubs, his interest in blues was far from the norm. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, popular interest in the blues was limited. Aside from Stevie Ray Vaughan and a few others, mainstream audiences seemed to have little enthusiasm for blues musicians. Then, things changed.
It was pretty dead, you know? But the 90s were probably the heyday for modern blues, like later in the 90s. It really took off. So early on there, I mean, yeah, I was just kind of like, oh, you're just playing blues. That's not cool.
World spin around and around. Every time we close our eyes, wake up on the other side.
It was like after Stevie Ray Vaughan died, he became so much larger than life, and all of a sudden there was this, here comes like Chris Duarte and Walter Trout and Tommy Castro and taking place, and they started coming to St. Louis. So they're like traveling and doing this. And they're on a little record label. Like, how'd they do that?
Well, she might say she loves you. She might walk away. He's not sure if you're the one to get him through his day. But there is someone out there, someone not like you. Can't give up the fight for love. Got to push on.
Zito eventually began traveling to markets outside St. Louis, slowly finding his audience.
I tried to start traveling. I was going to Chicago, and of course, that's really tough. They don't need some a white kid from St. Louis come to Chicago to play blues, so that was tough. We would go there. We'd go to Memphis. What we start to do well was like in the smaller areas in Columbia, Missouri, and Cape Girardeau, Missouri. You know, but really, I started really traveling once I moved to Texas.
Well, it's best to just keep moving. Baby, roll, roll.
His arrival in Texas opened his eyes to the subtle variations in Texas music and Texas blues in particular. These days, his music may have more in common with the Lone Star State than the Show Me State.
The band's pretty based in more or less just kind of Texas blues at this point. And then, you know, we play my songs and we play a lot of Texas style blues. I really like it.
The American blues scene is a relatively small one, with fans and bands moving in close-knit circles. Mike Zito says that moving in such a close-knit musical community is one of the best parts about being a working musician.
I've had the experience enough times of playing in front of 10,000 people or some massive audience. And of course, it's fantastic. You know, it's a great feeling. But I don't know that it's better than playing for 300 people. When you're playing for 10,000 people, I got to be honest, you play to the front row. When you're in that room and there's, you know, everybody's there, you see everybody's faces, they're all with you, and it's way more personal. The energy is much better. So it's much easier to play for friends.
Mike Zito plays at the Cotillion Ballroom with Cap Benoit this evening. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bogan.